It's life and death. So radio is one of those mediums that has been able to change through time. So it's no longer just the transistor. It is through laptops and computers and phones and smart speakers. The other thing is it's really interactive, and the audience tends to really trust the hosts. And that's a long relationship. You're in people's ears and telling them about things that are important to their lives and in the wider context, important to democracy, because it brings voice to those that are not in power, offers their viewpoints. It's helping to shape opinions. And that is really important in a citizen world that, you know, we have all kinds of competing forces. And so this is something that can help bring us together. In fact, if you go back historically, you see that when FDR did his fireside chats, the beauty of that was because people were going through the Depression, they were going through World War, and hearing that voice from their president made an immediacy. He could be talking right to them. So from FDR onward, it's always been a real trusted source of information.
And as you point out, radio continues to be one of the most trusted and used media in the world. And that's according to many different international reports. Well, why is it so trusted, radio?
Well, part of it is because the hosts that are in professional radio consider themselves accountable to the citizens. If they're doing it well, they're fact-checking and they are providing accurate information, life-saving information. And so when there are times, of course, when that is abused by different people, when you venture into the opinions without substantiated facts, but overall, the factual information that is provided by reporters and producers and professionals around the globe, they take this responsibility very, very seriously.
What about, you know, the presenting of both sides of an issue? And do people get that in radio? Is it still, besides being the most immediate form of information, do people feel like they're getting, you know, balanced reporting when they listen to radio?
Well, like every other medium, it depends upon who you're listening to. So if you want to go to an opinion-oriented talk radio program, that's available. But there's also, just as I was listening this morning to National Public Radio and hearing voices giving information about various subjects, it's a really good way to get information to a lot of people that they may not necessarily get any other way. It really helps give diversity a voice because there are so many different voices out there. It's a mass medium, but it's also local. And at the local level, that can really be a source of helping to promote democracy and fairness.